This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Of all the crushes that Riley had, white guys and anthropomorphy, and of all that Alfred done, alas, it was to none but he. From that time, he took an axe and swung it into his own face. So raise to me your parting ass and call me Mr. Jeffrey James.
Wowie Zowie.
I've always said we need more Auld Lang Syne core on the show.
We need more trad songs. So that was Connor Finnegan. I'm glad you didn't give away the chorus. It just says parting glass song parody. And the body of the email says, I don't know what to say about this one, man. So the parting glass is a Scottish traditional song that's sung a lot in Ireland. And now it's kind of about an ass. Because the lyrics are actually really beautiful to the parting glass and made even more beautiful by the parting ass. Well. Alfrini Teeny Bobini.
Rylini Tinini Bobinini.
We rarely do evening records.
Seldom.
And so the energy already feels crazy.
I was doing fine until this very minute. And now I'm like, this doesn't feel right. The sun's down. I'm thinking about it. We can say it. Sunday Scaries.
Oh, you're thinking about it. You're thinking about it, or you're like feeling it, experiencing it.
Both.
And yeah, how is your? We haven't recorded in a couple weeks because we banked some eps, and so this is the first time we're recording in a minute. And it like I missed it. I missed you.
You know, okay, you're talking to me like you're picking up your dog from the kennel.
Were you a good while I was away?
How have you been? What have you been up to?
Oh, well, since we haven't spoken since the last time we recorded, I've been good. I mean, it got cold here. The winter, she came. And it's just, don't grin.
You can't say that.
Anyway, it's cold and I'm like
normal app before we do, by the way. Reminder, you have until literally tomorrow. This comes out on what, the 14th, I think?
No.
When this comes out on the 12th. Tomorrow the 13th is your last day to vote for the best of the year of review episodes. Woo. There is a link in the Instagram bio of Review Review on Instagram, and there's a link in bio of my bio on at Riley Antoine on Instagram. Go out and vote. Tomorrow's your last day. If you're in line to vote for Review Review Best Of, stay in line. But I will say, because this is the last normal episode we're recording this year, I would say 98% of the time that I'm like, what's new with you? You're like, it's hot. It's cold. It's so cold.
It's so hot. We fight. We make up. We kiss. We break up.
You should hang yourself with your H&M scarf.
You PMS?
Like a
I should Alpha know.
Recently, we're analyzing the lyrics of "You're So Gay" by Miss Katherine Perry, and it's pretty special.
You're so
it's
gay, pretty, and you don't even like penis.
You don't even like.
Is the final, the earnest, not a joke, final.
And you don't even like penis.
Penis.
So anyway, what's new
Catherine
with me?
With
thank
a
you
y.
so much.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
What's Catherine. New with me is that I, this isn't even a what shook me because I'm enjoying it right now. And I'm enjoying it too much to say anything else later.
It's
I got a
up,
peppermint mocha almond milk creamer for coffee. Oh. And I'm having it right now and it's delicious. I'm really, for me to ring in a season, it's about the food and bev.
I feel that.
So ultimately when it was fall, I had a bit of, you know, pumpkin up in there. And now it's a little holiday season. I got a little peppermint mocha.
What will you
in
do in
cup.
January?
Champagne. Black coffee. Black coffee.
Black coffee with gin in it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what's new with me. I have not gotten nary a present for anybody at the time of recording.
I thought you were
going to
say,
December 10th.
I haven't gotten nary a present from anybody.
I haven't gotten nary a present
from... Nobody's given me a present, and it's already December 10th.
yeah,
tell me about it. Tell me about it.
My love, let's just say this. My love language is not gift giving.
Same.
Let's just say that.
Let's go.
And I say all the time, I'm like, Daniel, I'm shit at giving gifts. And he's like, no, you're not. But you manifest that for yourself. The amount of times you say, I'm bad at giving gifts. I'm bad at giving
this
gifts.
I don't know, but I can't believe we've never talked about this. I suck.
I'm terrible
I hate
at gift giving.
I don't
I'm
like
really
it.
I'm really bad at it.
I wish
it
we as a culture would just let go of her. Just say.
Because then I feel bad sometimes, especially it's like when you're given a gift by yes. someone who. It's like, oh my God, that's amazing. Thank you so much. And then it's like, oh shit, you weren't on my list to get a gift
even,
to
even
this
in
year.
My consciousness as a thing, as something
oh,
I would have
shit.
To worry about. My family,
I feel
we barely
terrible.
Do gifts anymore. It's like, sometimes you get a gift and
it's a GIF.
And it's a GIF and it's an NFT. And you're like, why did you spend money on this? No, but sometimes you get a gift and the real gift for me would be not.
The wrapping paper.
Not making me feel like I have to get you a gift would be a gift. And when you've given me a gift, what you've actually given me is a curse.
The thing is, when I do successfully give a gift,
it's awesome.
Like, I'm one of those people, it's like, I get someone's, like, whenever I get Daniel anything, I, like, just about tell him what it is as soon as I get it because I'm so excited that I got something that I think someone would like. My mom's love language is gift giving. She fucking loves giving gifts, and she's very good at it. And Elizabeth Valenti, that's her love language as well. She loves gift giving, and she's incredibly good at it. My love language, my main one to give and receive, is quality time. So I've realized instead of putting pressure on myself to buy things for somebody, which is very nice, I will, like, buy things for some, like, in – instead of like, I boxed up this thing that I bought for you, it will be like, I want to take you to dinner. I want to take you to Color Me Mine. Right. I want to, like, go do an experience with you and spend time with you, an activity. And that is where I shine. That's where I shine. But you can't wrap that up for Christmas. You can't wrap that in a box.
Sorry, just to be clear, you think the where you shine is that you're the present.
I shine when
the
I
real
take someone
gift,
to Color Me
bitch,
Mine.
Being with
I
me.
I shine at Color Me Mine.
Being my friend, that's the only present a girl could ask for.
What's your love language?
Hula hoop. I don't
Got
know.
It. Should we talk about our time?
I don't know. I can't remember. It's been so fucking long. Probably like...
Since you've been or given love?
Since I've felt
Oh, it's been so long since I've been love.
No, I think it's probably... Yeah, quality time seems right.
You're just saying shit.
No, I love that one. That's my favorite.
Yours is actually physical touch, but you don't want to seem like a lech.
mine's probably gropage.
My love language is cupping a feel.
Literally you.
But speaking of gift giving, speaking of opening a prezi.
Opening doors.
Speaking of giving a prezi. A prezi presentation.
Stop. You just unlocked something with prezi. Holy
We're
cow.
We're talking about something exciting.
Zoom in. Exciting. Okay, we're going into the E.
We're talking about something exciting. We're talking about something kind of like anticipatory.
Anticipatory.
We're talking about... Advent. I forgot what it was called for a second.
Advent.
We're talking about Advent calendars. Pew, 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 pew. talk to me about Advent.
I love Advent calendars.
Vent to me about Advent calendars.
When I was a kid, my mom would do an Advent calendar for me and my brother every year, and it was great. I mean, it's
she would make one for you or buy one.
So we had this like cloth, like old like cloth.
Oh yes, Advent yes, yes. With and you and you. Yep, yes. I had that too.
Okay, twinning, yeah. And then yeah. And it was just like fun to like get up every
morning.
What
did you get? Did you get like candy? Did you get little toys?
Yeah, it was a mix. You know, it could be like a little chocolate guy, mm-hmm. or could be like a little trinket, a little doodad, some kind of little plaything.
I need to
toy.
Look something up really quick because I have a question, but I just want to hold on. I'm just curious about the origin of the Advent calendar, and I'm wondering if they are of Christian origin. Traditionally, Advent calendars have been inherently religious. Hold on. Is Advent okay? Advent is a season observed in most Christian denominations. Okay, got it. Because I grew up in a Catholic home, and so we had Advent calendars.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, I too had an Advent calendar, and it was usually filled with like a little chocolate Santa or like a little chocolate something. It was mostly chocolate all the time.
Yeah,
and maybe on the it for those of you who don't know what an Advent calendar is. It could be a cloth. It's basically, it's like, it's a little calendar. It's for December, but it all leads up to Christmas. So it's like you have 25 days of an Advent calendar, and each day you get a little thing. And it's a fun way to count down to Christmas. Most of the time for me, it would be chocolate. And the 25th one would just be the biggest chocolate. It was just 25 days of chocolate.
25 which days where the chocolate doubles in size every day.
I couldn't have been happier.
By the end of the 25th day, your whole house is chocolate.
Yeah. I'm making chocolate, of course. So I love an Advent calendar. I'm making chocolate, of course. when Alf suggested this topic, I got very excited, and I immediately started looking them up. And there are so – we might have to do Advent calendars. Even if you guys don't like this episode, we might have to do Advent calendars too next year.
Even when you guys don't like this episode, we're probably going to still do it.
Because there are so many kinds of Advent calendars.
We might do an Advent calendars too in March. That's how excited I am by this topic.
Alf, what kind of Advent calendars did you see online?
I saw first one – literally for some reason the first one – that popped up on Amazon was Grogu, a Baby Yoda Star Wars.
I saw that one too. One.
And then when I looked at it, it was too. Like, I was like, oh, okay, so there's going to be chocolate, and the chocolate's going to be like, you know, in the shape
gonna be Grogu.
Of Grogu. No. Every single day was the same chocolate, and it was just the Star Wars logo.
No. Yeah, what? You're lying.
It's like there was no Grogu. There was no...
That is wild.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, maybe it'll be like every day a different Star Wars character molded in chocolate. Or at the very least, Grogu.
And it's just the logo.
It's just Star Wars.
At the very least, Grogu. That is crazy.
In the, like, you know, the font, like from the Star Wars.
And, you know,
you know, Star Wars from Star Wars.
I saw there was one that it's a Halloween Advent calendar.
Why not?
And every day you get a different figurine of like a Halloween character. And there was one that was like also I think maybe on the front on the box of like the Advent thing itself, it's like it's Jack Skellington. And so the reviews I didn't pick any reviews for this one, but the reviews are like. Are people being like, this one is not Nightmare Before Christmas themed. I was led to believe that it was by the packaging, but it's in fact just kind of generic horror creatures. And that was very funny to me.
I know. I was surprised by the number of people who...
It was like fidget toys, a lot of stuff.
Right, whose like expectations seemed way too high. I was like, it's $30. Like... That's a dollar a day. Like, I don't know why you're expecting.
It's a dollar a day. And so with that, it's like, it's going to be some, if it's not candy or chocolate, it's going to be some kind of like little cheapo plastic.
Have you bought yourself any Advent calendar? Like, because they do, I have some friends, and I think this, you know, which kind of reminds me of what you would do.
Okay.
Especially like.
I'm sure it's going to be really cool and nice.
Especially like the wine, you know, like a different wine every day or like a different whiskey every day.
Different bottle of wine every
right. And well, that's sort of how I used to live both Advent and then every other season. but no.
That's like how I mostly remember you during the Easter season.
Yeah, yeah. I used to do an Easter Advent calendar, which was every day I would hide my drinking in a different way. But no, I don't. I saw one the other day, an ad on Instagram that was for, like, you know, the Bon Mary, is that the name of it? The little jam comp, you know, the jam.
Oh,
and
it
was,
yes.
Like, each day was a different jam.
That's
and I
delightful.
Was like, I would buy that for myself just to fucking break up the monotony. Like, to be like, oh, today is going to be blackcurrant and tomorrow's peach. But then I was like, do I eat jam every day? Like, that's a, like, even though they're little jars, like, that's a lot of
jam.
And then you're like, okay, well, I'll get to it later. I'll get to
fix me jam advent calendar. Save me jam.
And then by January, you've got like a stock. There's like a dozen different little jams you never got to. And you're like, well, I guess I should. And it's like, I don't really want to try the, like, dill pickle jam. Because, you know, 25 days, they're going to run out of jam. Anyway, I guess.
There's only so many jams.
I thought about the jam thing a lot. You didn't do that, though? You never bought yourself one of those different cheese? I thought about doing a cheese one. I love a cheese.
The thing is, I am such an impatient person.
And that's so true. I'm always saying that about you.
Well, to buy it as an adult, I'm like,
you would just open them?
Why wouldn't I just buy a bunch of cheese?
Oh, come on. Oh, I guess I see what you mean.
Well, I mean, like, you know, it's like, if I wanted all that cheese, I'd be like, oh, I'll just buy that cheese.
But it's impossible.
Rather than, like...
It's hard to surprise yourself as an adult. You know what I mean?
Nah, that's... I surprise myself.
Yeah, you go on Amazon Fresh, you get blackout drunk, and you order a bunch of cheese. And then you're like, whoa, it's like I have a calendar, but all at once.
In many ways, I'll get 25 kind of small Amazon boxes at my door, and that's my advent. Should we get into it?
No. Because you've skipped something.
Do you want to start or should I? Because we both...
Every week with this. Every week. It's like you...
Sorry that I'm excited to
like
do improv.
If
sorry,
I
that
wasn't
I,
here,
sorry that I'm excited.
It's like you wouldn't even remember. And that hurts me.
If I wasn't even here, we wouldn't even have an intention.
If it were for me,
think
there
about
be
that.
An intention, you ungrateful little
bitch. Cow. This is going to be the most surprising episode.
I think we've done it. Someone said in the Discord, I feel like every other week is nostalgic. And I'm like, after they...
This is going to be the most this is going to be the most bovine episode.
Yeah, I think we've literally done that.
No, we have not done a bovine episode.
I genuinely think we might have.
No, we
haven't. I genuinely think.
Fine, this is going to be the most equine. No, that was horse recording schools. God damn it. This is going to be the most... Advantageous.
Okay,
yet.
Define that.
Come on, advantageous. This is gonna be the most advantageous. This is gonna be the most. What the fuck? What's
like,
the definition
how you
for
describe
advantageous?
Advantageous.
Hold on, but you know what I mean.
Advantageous. It's gonna be the most involving or creating
so
favorable circumstances to increase the chances of success or effectiveness or beneficial.
Great, great, great. It's going to be the most that episode
okay,
yet.
That sounds, no, that's totally playable.
Do you want to start or should I?
I'd like you to start because you seemed excited. And
really?
This is me.
You also seem
really
excited.
Yeah, but
this
seems like a gift I could give you.
Is this your gift to me? Is this your Christmas gift to me?
So
Alfred.
Was that. That was a little backup gift.
Okay, here we go. This is for, oh my God. New 2023 Advent /countdown calendar. It could be secular, it could be Advent, whatever you want. Advent /countdown calendar. Amazing magic. 24 easy-to-learn magic kits. Comes with a step-by-step picture guide and video guide for kids aged 8+. The
video.
Perfect magician starter
magician.
Kit. So it is a magic Advent calendar. Each day is a different
that
trick. But
is really cool.
It's very cool. But keep in mind, it is for kids 8 and up.
Okay, so kind of...
That's very important.
Maybe don't get this for your toddler.
So 4 stars from Michelle. You can give Michelle an entirely original last name.
Okay. Michelle Yeoh. Academy Award-winning actor.
Academy Award winner Michelle Yeoh. 4 stars. The title, all caps. Fun! Exclamation point.
Okay.
Great fun. I bought this for my 5-year-old. He's still a bit too young for the card tricks included in the box, but those I perform for him. So far, the variety does not disappoint. Instructions are clear and easy to follow. For the chance they aren't, QR code is included to watch an instructional video. I'm very pleased with this product and would definitely recommend it.
Hit me with that first part again.
That first part's the only part that matters. I bought this for my great fun,
okay.
First of all. I bought this for my 5-year-old.
Okay.
He's still a bit too young for the card tricks included in the box, but those I perform for him.
It's
Advent calendar is an excuse for Michelle Yeoh.
Yes.
to perform for her child.
It's giving stage every single mom, day. But for magician.
It's giving like, oh gosh, I didn't even realize that you're too young, but you still, I mean, like, I could, if you wanted. And the kid's just kind of sitting there like, yeah. Like, what happens at the end of the month,
and this
though?
Is like,
that's what's devastating.
I feel like I've been talking about my drinking a lot this episode, but it does remind me of when I used to show up to a party with a case of beer and then drink all of it. And then like be like, oh no, this is for everybody, guys. Don't worry. Like, it's my contribution, man. 12 beers later, the fucking thing's empty. No, these tricks, you're going to love these tricks, little dude. Just let me practice them, make sure they're safe for kids first.
And then also, what if it's like, okay, the little kid can't do the card tricks. What if there is like a hiding the ball under the cup kind of trick? And he's like, oh yeah, I can do that. And the mom's like,
I think you're ready. But
yeah, it's very funny. It's like that. But then also when the month ends and mommy doesn't have any tricks to perform for baby.
What does she do?
What does mommy do?
Just drop something and I don't know what it was. Oh, it was my sunnies.
Oh, wow. Mom, Merry Christmas. I can't believe the day is finally here. And even better than the presents from Santa, I get to open the last day of our Advent calendar.
That's true, little one. Why don't you go over there and see what Chris Angel left for you, you little mind freak.
Wow. Oh, wow. This is a really intricate kit. It says for kids 13 and up.
Oh, but you're smart. You can figure it out.
I don't know. It's really heavy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's how you know it's quality. I can use it. Oh, well, maybe when I'm a big kid one day.
Oh, why don't we do it together? Why don't we? Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
You'll teach me
sure,
how?
Once I get the ropes, you know, done, once I get everything down. You know.
Well, maybe we could learn it together.
Yeah, maybe. And maybe you and your sister can sit and watch me do it. And that's sometimes the best way to learn is by watching someone else do it. Did you know that?
Hey, honey. I need a little help. Santa's elves need a little help in the kitchen making the pancakes for the kids. Merry Christmas, by the way. I love you more than anything.
I love you too.
Like, so much.
Sorry, it's just...
You're the love of my life.
This is just like, I don't know where this is coming from. You've certainly gotten in quite the festive mood today, Bradley.
It's Christmas.
Sure
you know?
Is.
I can't help if I love my sex life.
Oh, Brad!
I'm sorry. I mean, put me on the naughty list. Put me on the naughty list.
I
Dad,
certainly
stop.
Will.
Get out of here.
why don't you go help Daddy in the kitchen? I'm going to... just crack into this, see if we can't figure this out.
Oh, is that Timmy's magic trick?
Yeah, it's our magic trick. Yeah.
Oh, that's Timmy, little man. I can't wait to see you whip that shit out, you little mind freak. Sorry. I'm like so jazzed on Christmas.
It's like, Brad, you just go back in the kitchen, okay?
All right. Do you want me to help Daddy or help you learn the trick that we can
you
do
help
together?
Daddy, you guys come back in like 25 minutes.
All right, little man. Why don't you come help me?
You said
me,
you needed help,
flap
Brad.
These jacks. Yeah, I'm going to go help Daddy, and then I can't wait to learn the trick with you. Thank you for unwrapping it,
yeah,
Mommy.
I'm with you.
Hey, Angela.
Brad.
You're looking gorgeous.
You are my little sugar plum. Get your tuchus in there before I kiss you on the mouth.
Oh, I'm lingering in the doorframe.
Don't linger.
Uh-oh, you might have to kiss me on the mouth.
Nope. The disappearing kiss, my greatest trick of all. Now get back in there, you goofer.
Come on, it's Christmas. What if we had a kiss?
We're not allowed. Not until New Year's, you remember the rule. Get back in there.
I thought our annual kiss could come early this year.
What?
Or maybe we could even do two.
Oh, someone's getting greedy. Get back in there and make those pancakes, you old stud muffin.
Come on. How about a kiss on the
Brad,
cheek?
Brad, get
Angela?
In there.
I like when you talk to me that way.
Fuck's sake, Brad. Desperate, desperate man. God, you make me sad sometimes.
Okay. Oh, God. You know, no one ever talks to me the way you do, Angela, and it gets me going. I'll be flapping these jacks in the kitchen. I'll see you later.
All right.
You sexy, sexy
you
woman.
You sad, sad man.
Leave the room.
I'm just going to crack into this kit now that the ball and chain is finally out the way. Okay. It's simple enough. It's
mommy, I have the QR code for the video. We could watch it together.
I don't think I need that. I studied. Remember we talked about how mommy used to do this for a living? So she's actually pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Before.
It's just that it's narrated by Chris Angel and it could be fun to watch it together.
Yeah, he gives me weird vibes. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't love him. So I would prefer not to have that influence on you, because as much as you are my little mind freak, I really, really hope you grow up to be more like David Blaine.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go in the kitchen with
Dad. Thank you. Shut the door this time. No interruptions. Alrighty.
No interruptions.
Alrighty. This is a pretty simple, this is a variation on the traditional method, so it should be pretty simple to work out the angle.
Hey, sweetie.
Yes.
I know you just said no interruptions, and I know you're learning the trick to teach
yes,
our little
Bradley.
Mind freak, but I can't help but just feel so intoxicated by the Christmas spirit. And
I'm leaving.
Intoxicated
I'm
by
leaving.
your holiday
I'm going
pheromones in the
I'm
living
going on a walk.
What? What happened?
I mean, first of all, I don't think we're ever going to have breakfast. I mean, you barely cracked an egg in there. You know, you're so horned up, you can barely see. So I'm just going to go take a walk around the block. Wait for you to cool off.
Oh, is that code for something? Or should we take a
yeah,
walk
it is code. I might get a little high.
High on my pheromones?
No, Brad. I'm so tired of this game.
Timmy, why don't you put your headphones in? Listen to that Chris Angel podcast. Honey, what? Are you mad at me?
I'm not mad, Brad. I'm just tired.
Are you sad at
me? Yes, I'm sad at you. You make me sad sometimes.
What did I do, my sexy little Christmas angel on the top of the tree?
It's like, how did we end up like this?
End up like what? We have a beautiful home. We both bring a lot of money to this family, and Timmy is the sweetest little mind freak
ever.
When
we met, like, I was one of the top performers in Vegas. I would sell out every
night.
Yeah,
you were.
You were my.
Yeah, in that sexy little 3-piece suit you wore with all of the fixins and the bedazzled butt and the bolo tie on both breasts.
And you were my little animal tamer, you know? And when they sent you from the agency, I had my doubts at first that you were going to be able to hang with the tigers.
I know my way around a big cat.
You sure do. And I don't know. Sometimes I think back to how we were then, young and powerful, and I just wonder what happened to us, you know? I mean, biggest trick I can pull seems to be getting the kids to school on time, and the only big cat you seem to be taming is Kathy from finance.
Well, honey, I feel like I'm pulling the greatest trick of all. I'm the disappearing man. I'm invisible to you. I put myself under a sheet. Whew. You can't even see me. Now you see me, now you don't. I am trying to tame your big cat every single day. But all I get from you is 2 kisses a year. One on my birthday and one on New Year's. What happened to our spark? Our passion?
Brad, I feel like Houdini right now because that was a punch to the gut. That's how Houdini died, remember? He was punched really hard in the stomach during a show. Brad, they thought they would have taught you this in circus school.
I just handled the pussy.
Oh, Brad, you shouldn't talk like that. I know Timmy has his noise-canceling headphones on, but Roblox and Chris Angel can only be so loud.
Angela, I love you. I felt the disconnect between us two. It's like you're the assistant and you've been sawed in half. One part of you is still living in the past. And the other part of you is here trying to show our kid up with a children's magic trick.
I feel like a bunny suffocated inside that hat. Died before the trick could even come off. And then you just pull a dead rabbit out on stage and everybody screams.
Ugh. I'm trying to treat you like a dove that I've kept in my breastcoat pocket, and I'm ready for you to be free and fly out into the audience and then back on my shoulder like a well-trained
bird. Then let's move back to Vegas, Brad.
That's no place to raise a child.
Oh, it was good enough for me, wasn't it? I shredded the strip every day as a kid, and look how I turned out. Not too bad. He'd make it.
Not too bad at all. You're perfect. But I don't know.
He hates his school. He hates all those little kids.
He wants to be the biggest magician in the world. I know he hates other kids. He's very kid reactive. But I don't want to get his hopes up. What? We're going to raise him in Circus Circus?
Why not?
In Treasure Island?
Is that so crazy?
I guess you're right. What's the harm? Oh. If anything else, you know, when he grows up, it'll be a good story.
That's the kitty tamer I married. Come here.
Cut to 7 months later, they're living in the Palms, Las Vegas. Not even a suite, just a regular room.
This is the life.
Oh my God, I never thought I could be happier than I was 7 months ago.
Leave here, Brad.
Hey, Mom?
Timmy,
Dad?
My little guy, how are we?
Hey.
Son, how was school?
Again, Dad, you call it school, but you just kind of send me down to the conference center with a coloring book. And I'm, one, too old for that. And two, I want to, like, learn math.
Magic. Yes, you want to learn magic. I understand.
Magic, Mom.
Yes, magic. Math is magical.
Of course. I am a magician, and I know that, but I'm also still a kid.
That's a good point, Brad. We should try and find him representation. That's very
Oh my God, you are the sexiest,
smartest woman on this trip. Get those eyes away from me. Timmy, go back to the conference center. Your dad and I need to have a business conversation.
Okay, can I at least have like a deck of cards to practice?
Here's $100. Go buy one.
That'll do me. Leaves.
Brad, I still have all this money from when I was in the Vegas show. Why don't we get an apartment? Why do we stay in this hotel? Why are we doing it like this?
We're staying in the Palms because we want to be where the action is. We want to be on the strip. We want to be where in the room where it happens. When where else is it happening more than the
Palms?
Call
Martin. See if he can get me a spot.
Oh, Martin Short isn't that active in Vegas
anymore.
I'll
do Tuesdays. Fine. Steve, call anyone. I'm sure.
The town's different from when we were here
last.
Can't
be that different. You can still smoke inside, can't you?
Well, that we can do that. I wonder if... Hey, you don't need Martin, Steve, or Short, or anybody else. Let's you and me go on the strip. We'll do a guerrilla magic show. And I'm sure that a bigwig... Hey, come on.
Like we used to.
I'm sure a bigwig Vegas exec will see us and book us on the main stage of the Mirage ASAP.
Let's go. You big, beautiful bastard.
Cut to the strip.
You there, madam! You look like you have the heart of a gorilla.
What? I'm here on my 80th anniversary.
Well, I'm the gorilla magician, performing gorilla magic with me and my trusty companion, the gorilla, Gregory. Brad, tone it down. What's your name, madam?
Kathy.
Oh, Kathy. That name makes me go bananas.
Well, if you're a magician, what's the magic? I haven't got all day.
Okay, pick a card.
I'm going to see Zumanity at 7.
Zumanity? I bet they don't even have a live gorilla like we do. Isn't that right?
No, it's the sex Cirque du Soleil show.
Oh, well then why is it called... Why is the animal in there?
Just
okay,
get to the
pick
trick.
A card, you old bitch.
Okay, I got it. It's an ace of hearts.
Oh, I didn't want you to tell me, so why don't we...
Well, you didn't tell me
not to
tell
you. I feel like it's
you.
Table stakes for pretty much every magic trick that if I ask you to take a card, you don't just read it aloud to the room.
Fine, I'll take another
Thank you,
one.
Kathy, was it?
Yes.
Okay. You looking at it?
Yes, do you want
no,
me to tell
I
you
No, I do
no?
not want you to tell me, Catherine.
Okay, I will.
Alrighty. Here's a Sharpie. I want you to write something unique on there. Something only you would know. Like,
okay,
your social security number.
Do you want me to tell you what it
write
is?
Write it
or
on
just
the card,
it?
Catherine.
Okay.
Alrighty, Done. Thank you. Now I'm going to feed it to my gorilla. Okay, tone it down, tone it down. Here's your card, and now here's the other 50-odd cards in the deck. Munch away, Gregory. You have to swallow them. The trick doesn't work unless you swallow them.
It's getting caught.
Do you want another Gatorade? We have a Gatorade in
the
cooler.
The red. Only
We're
the
out
red.
Of red. You drank them all this morning with that fucking group of tourists.
It won't go down without the red.
Okay. I mean, I have orange.
That's fine. It's close enough.
There you go. Whoa, Catherine. Bet you've never seen anything like that before.
No, I haven't seen a grown man in a gorilla suit chug a hot orange Gatorade
a gorilla
in 105
suit.
Degree heat.
You're crazy. This is Gregory the gorilla. Now, Gregory, why don't you throw up?
Wait, what? That wasn't... You said that you'd pull it out of my
you
hair
have to raise the
on
stakes,
the gorilla suit
Gregory.
Head.
Vomit.
I can't... I have a phobia about
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. And I guess we moved to Vegas for nothing. I wish we uprooted our
no,
child's
I'll
life
do it.
For no
I'll do
fucking
it. I'll
reason.
Do it. I'll 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 do it. Put some fingers out his throat. Just dry.
Whoa, Kathy. Bet you don't see this at your sex circus.
Is this gonna be long?
I don't know how long it's gonna take.
Oh, God.
And? Is this your card?
It just pulls out of a pile of vomit.
Oh my God, yeah,
right.
that is
I'm gonna
my
hang
card.
On to this, but you have a blessed day.
Why did you make me eat the whole deck?
Gregory.
If all she wanted was to throw up her one card.
Gregory, my dear sweet boy. We've got three socials, okay? Her plus that couple this morning. We got three social security numbers. We're made.
Well, I thought the whole point was to get back in the limelight.
Oh, and how do you expect to do that without money? And how do you expect to get money without identity theft?
I love you.
I love you too. Here.
Do you want to have sex inside the Treasure Island pirate
Even
ship?
Better. I want to have sex inside the gorilla suit. Make some room in there.
Oh, there's room for two. Oh, Christ.
Whatever, man.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, a hiatus.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like
yes.
your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and I there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Ooh, ooh, and we're back.
Caesar.
Wait, what is
Apes,
it?
Together, strong.
Ah! Oh, it's a little Planet of the Apes impression for you.
Apes, together, strong.
Read your review.
Okay, this one is from Caesar the Ape. and he says 5 stars.
He says apes
humans
together
alone,
strong.
Weak, apes together strong.
No, this one is for Brian, this episode is going to be something else. This is for Advent Calendar for Couples, Daring December.
Okay.
3 stars from Jessica M. Oh, nearly doxed her. Jessica M.
Woo! Jessica Messica.
Jessica Messica, 3 stars. Read the reviews. So, purchased 5 of these for my nieces and nephews for Christmas.
Sorry, really quick. Whoa. We'll get to that in a second. Sorry. So the title of the review is Read the Reviews.
Read the Reviews is the title of the review. Okay, the product is Advent Calendar for Couples, Daring December.
She bought sex toys for
her family. Let's see. Let's see if that's what she did.
That's exactly what she did.
So purchased 5 of these for my nieces and nephews for Christmas. Thought they were all so close and all in committed relationships, it would be fun for them to do together.
What the fuck?
Imagine my surprise when my youngest nephew starts giggling with his girlfriend. I didn't want to ask why they were giggling, just thought it was a funny date night idea. Nope. When everybody left except for one of my nieces, I asked if I could see the calendar. They thought I knew. Look at the picture with my review. This is sexual in nature and for people over the age of 18. Now, all of us laughed until we cried, and I'm the most talked about aunt this year. LOL. Babies for Thanksgiving 2023, winky face. So it starts out, she's horrified. I've bought sex objects for my nieces and nephews. And by the end, she's like, I'm goated. I'm the cool aunt.
I'm goated. They're going to be fucking all through the holidays. I'm sorry. How do you see it? Did she think that it was like, oh, adventure, like thrill seeking, adrenaline?
I know. I think she literally saw Advent Calendar for Couples and was like, won't read any further than that.
Oh my God, you're goated, Aunt Vanessa. That is. Are there examples of like what the things are?
Well, so in the actual product description, all of the little things are covered with a big brick that says NSFW. This is from another review though, where someone posted. Someone posted and said, a little too risque for us. While I understood there was a sexual component, it sounded like there would always be a PG option. Not true. This was not as subtle as I thought. This might be okay for some, but it wasn't for me.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Aunt gives you that. You're like, you know, you get through. Hold on, we're just going to jump into it. Arthur, that was kind of a crazy gift your aunt gave us tonight.
I can't. I mean, I told you my family. I mean.
No, but they're so funny. Like, I do love them, though. Like, I love that they're not afraid to, like, be themselves.
And I love that you can put up with them. I mean, seriously.
Oh, wait, put up with them? Stop. I had such a blast.
I'm glad. They do really like you. I know they sometimes have a funny way of showing it, but they really do.
That means the world. I was so nervous. You know, it's like, I know it's my second Christmas with your family, and I just, like, I hope they invite me back for a third, you know?
Yeah, I think they're going to invite you back for a third.
It's a funny gift.
Yeah, speaking of a third.
Well, night's not over.
Right.
What if we just saw it was inside?
Yeah.
I know we said we would re-gift it.
I know. But there's nothing that says we can't open it and then re-gift it. Just because it's been opened, they don't have to know that it's been opened. It's not like we're going to tear through it.
Just because it's a sex gift from your aunt
it.
Doesn't mean that we can't try it.
No, and I don't even think she knew what she got, to be honest. You know.
Do you want to...
I think it's weirder if I do it because she was my aunt, you know?
Okay. I know that like maybe some light BDSM. We've talked about trying it. Maybe this will be our push.
Maybe. Probably not my family's lake house, but maybe.
Oh. No, this could be fun.
Okay, what is
it? It's ask your partner who they think your hottest friend is.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, it's silly. Come on. Who do you think? Come on. This is a fun icebreaker. It's silly.
You're the hottest person in your friend group, bar none.
Oh, come on. I know you love me, but
I don't really feel comfortable.
Do you think it's Sarah?
No.
Come on, she's so beautiful.
No, she's not my type. Okay, you are.
come on. I love you. This is just fun. It's, you know, it's like, just because we've been together 8 years doesn't mean, you know, you're on a diet, but you can still look at the menu, right? You're like, you're a human being. It's Sarah, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oh.
No, sorry. It's none of them. It's none of them.
No, Arthur, you can be honest. It's all in good fun. It's a game. It says on the box, game for couples. Come on. Who is it?
Okay, I guess. I don't know. Stephanie is pretty. She's pretty.
Oh, you don't know.
She's pretty. Stephanie is pretty.
Well, the question, if you read the card, it says hottest.
Okay,
friend.
Stephanie is your hottest friend.
Okay.
Are you mad?
No, that's the game.
Okay.
And we're playing the
now
game.
Now you answer.
Well, no, that was my card. So that was the first night of the advent calendar. Guess we'll have to wait tomorrow.
Why don't we just open up the second one? Because we're not, like, it's not like we're actually going to do the whole advent calendar, are we?
Okay, then you be my guest. We're having fun.
I'm having a great time.
We're having a good time. It's adventurous. We wanted to be more adventurous.
Okay.
Unless this is too much for you.
No, too much for me, please. I studied abroad. Thank you very much. I'm worldly. Okay. Day two. Ooh, we're breaking the rules. This is kind of risque,
That's kind of sexy, breaking the rules.
Are you still mad about the Stephanie thing? Okay.
No, I'm ready for day two. Okay. I'm already on day two.
Mentally, you're on December 2nd. I mean, it is almost midnight, so really, we're not even cheating.
Let's just do it. Read it.
Oh. We don't have to do this one.
Oh, come on.
No,
come on.
I don't think.
Come on, Arthur. We are being adventurous. Read the card.
I don't really think you want. I don't want to do this one.
I do.
Okay.
I do. Read the card. If it's too much for you, we can
stop. It's
not
too much for
me. But you said that we wanted to be more adventurous, so.
Ask your partner who the best sex they ever had was. I mean, that's pretty easy for you, probably.
Oh, that's a fun card.
Right? It's probably, what? You can just answer this one, and we can be done with this game.
It's you, of course. Of course it's you, Arthur.
Huh.
Let's
go
to bed.
Took you a minute to answer there.
It's you. I was laughing because it's just a
you
funny.
You were really thinking,
like,
about it, though.
I was just thinking that
Do you remember how when you asked me the first question,
I
said, you are immediately, I was deny. And then you.
I wasn't denying anything. I literally just said you. You
did
Arthur.
Not
you,
literally
you.
Just
it's
say
you.
You. You waited for about 5 minutes before you fucking said anything.
Okay, it was not 5 minutes. It was maybe like 5 seconds, but I said
was
you.
Was it Mike? From college? Was it Mike from college?
Yourself? Arthur, I think you're taking this game too seriously. It's a game, remember?
So? I played volleyball with him. I saw him in those shorts. He was pretty...
He's
yes,
hung.
He was hung.
Hung.
He was hung. He was well hung. Yeah. He was probably better hung than me.
Yeah. Sure.
Wow.
But that.
So
but
you
that
miss Mike's big dick, huh?
I did. Arthur!
What?
Open card three.
No,
open card three. Let's just do
if
it.
If you really want to keep playing this silly little game, you can open it.
No. I'll
you
do it. I'll do it. Here, let's open it. Oh,
like
how much have you fantasized about bedding Samantha on the red?
That's not, it doesn't say bedding.
That's what it says. Oh,
give
literally
me the
what
fucking
it says.
Card.
It literally
give
says that. No. I don't have to. It literally says, hey, Arthur, how often do you think about fucking Samantha
remember which one Samantha is. Which one is that?
That's misogynistic.
That's not misogynistic. All of your friends.
Yes, it
like,
is.
You have a lot. You're very well-connected person, and I don't always keep track of.
I'm a well-connected person. What does that even mean?
Please.
No, what does that mean? I'm a well-connected person.
Okay, I've thought about it like twice.
Wow. Okay. I was ready to let that go because I was already on to what do
you
mean by I'm a well-connected
person? You pulled that question out of your ass and you really didn't want to answer? It was like two times. Once at your birthday. A few years ago, and then the other time,
time
was when we went over to the beach with her and the guy. Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Why don't I read one?
For your honesty.
No, I'm going to read one. Day four. Oh, this is crazy that it says this. What really happened at your college reunion?
Oh my God, not this again. Are you kidding me? You're a child.
What?
You are
I'm just reading
child.
The card. I'm just reading the
you
card.
You are a literal, that's not what it says. That's not what the card says.
It's as fucking real as your Samantha one was.
You are being a child right now. That was so long ago.
And
that
yet,
was like, what, 5 years ago?
She does not answer the question, does she?
Oh my God, what? I got a little, I had a little too much to drink. Is that what you want to hear? And then what? I had a little too much to drink. We did karaoke, and sure, I took my shirt off,
what
but it was
the
it was
fuck?
Like what?
You're finally admitting it.
I
saw the video. It wasn't just that you took your shirt off.
That's literally, I got on the table, I was dancing, I was singing Don'tcha, I took the shirt off, I shouldn't have
right,
done that.
Right, and you weren't?
I had my
no,
bra on.
No, you absolutely did not. You absolutely did not.
I don't
not.
Know what video you saw. Oh, I guess you wish it was Samantha and that she had her
don't
jugs out.
Don't fucking play this game with me. I saw a video of you dancing on the table at your college reunion, stark fucking naked. No
That's
top,
not
no bottom.
What happened?
Then you got arrested. And you lied about it to me.
It didn't go down like that.
What are we
I
doing?
I thought that
what
I
are we fucking,
can I tell
no,
you what happened?
You can't.
I
no.
thought that I had a flesh-colored morph suit on under my clothes.
Come
and
on.
That's maybe what you
just,
saw.
No, I know that you in college, you were the mascot, the human worm, and the you would wear that morph suit.
And so I got drunk. I thought I had
and
the flesh-colored
like
morph suit on under my clothes.
Lie, but I just don't buy it. I'm sorry. I've been with you for 8 years. I know when you're fucking lying to my face. I think we should.
I flashed and got arrested. I streaked and
you
got
more,
arrested.
That was what?
You said I got naked and got arrested. That's what happened. What do you mean there's more?
We don't have to relitigate this.
No. You open up this can of human worms. Let's do it.
Okay. Fine. What happened once you got to the station?
When I got to the station, I fucked a cop.
You serious? I want to break up. I'm sorry, I do. This is not worth saving. Also, I fucked Samantha.
I know!
Yeah.
Do we have time for
yeah,
one more?
I hope so.
Advent calendar 2023, 24 days of rocks. Christmas countdown calendar, minerals, gemstones, and crystals. Christmas Advent calendar stones. I would like to say what the majority of the reviews talk about for this product, and this is not within the review that I picked, but it's only 23 days. And that's like every review being like, why? Like, I'm going to return. It's only 23 days. Why did they, like, what happened? They couldn't get another rock. So, anyway. Here we go. It's really short. This is from Viet H.
Viet. Honey, I'm in the gorilla suit and there's room for one more.
Viet, honey, I'm in the gorilla suit and there's room for one more. 5 stars. The title is Good Gift for Kids. My kids love it. He put it on his table.
He put it on.
My kid loves the rock I got him for Christmas. He even put it on his table. He's obsessed. Clearly, he's obsessed with this rock.
I mean, he put it on his table.
He wouldn't. I mean, it's like if he didn't love it, he wouldn't have put it on his table. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's why I'm a great mom. Sarah, you keep looking away.
Sorry?
It's just like, you know, we're sisters. We only get together, you know, a couple times a year. Like, you know, watching our kids play in the playground. It's so crazy. And it's just like, I'm sharing, you know, how I've grown as a parent. And whenever I do that, you laugh.
I just think, sorry, I've just got had a lot on my mind.
Well, what's going on? You can always tell me, sissy.
Oh, I don't want to burden you. It's just, it's, you know.
Samuel! We don't hit.
It's fine.
We don't
she
hit.
She was probably hitting first. It's fine.
No, it's just like, I don't want him to retaliate like that. We don't hit.
Barbarella? Barbarella, put that away. No, ma'am, we don't escalate. We don't escalate. We don't escalate. We don't escalate.
Did she bring a
she
weapon?
She brought out a weapon. I mean, it's a rock, but it's a weapon, right?
Well, speaking
you'd use
of
it
rocks,
right, it's a weapon.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, something about you got him a rock and he loved it.
I got him the rock for Christmas. He loved it. He put it on his
table.
Wow, Sarah.
I mean, holy hell.
He put it on his table.
I mean, I have gotten Barbarella and Garganthemum probably, it's probably been 4 or 5 years since I got them a gift they put on their table. I mean, I swear to God. You know, the twins, they share a table.
What do you get them for Christmas? We can be quiet. What is Santa giving them for Christmas this year? The rock was just from Mom, but Santa was going to give Samuel and Bam.
Well, you know, money's
twins,
been
something different.
Money's been
know.
Tight since the PONSI scheme took, you know, most of our MONEY. You know, they've both been really into Minecraft, you know, kids. It's like, oh, we can play with rocks, but not in the real world. I don't get it, but they seem to love it. So I was going to get them, like, you know, some, like, Minecraft shit. I don't know, some merch or whatever.
Oh, that's sweet. That's fine.
You don't need to pander to me. I'm trying,
no,
but
I'm
tired.
Hey, you are an amazing, amazing
Thank
mother.
Thank you.
And Garganthemum and Barbarella are the luckiest little girls in the world to have you as
They're
their
sweet. I mean, I feel lucky. I feel like I'm the lucky one.
Hey, well, I feel the same about Samuel and Bamuel. It's like, you know, these little boys just like run me around all day, but it's like,
no, they're sweet,
you know,
boys.
I gave...
I'm so
they are. And so, well, what happened? It's like they are sweet. They're kind of like Sour Patch Kids. Like first they're sour, then they're sweet, you know, but it's like the sourness, you know, I kind of had like a messed up mom moment. You know, when you just have those that it's like, oh, I messed up, mom.
Oh, you mean every day?
Come on. You're better than
that. I should have known it was a scam.
I only got a rock for Samuel. I forgot.
No.
For Bamuel. I did. And I
you know,
such a big show out of it. Because I was so excited about that one
and
rock.
He does kind of always feel like he's already. Bamuel kind of acts like he's playing second fiddle already because he was born 7 minutes later.
I know.
Kind of has a complex
and
about
so
it.
You can imagine how terrible I felt
awful.
When I gave Samuel the rock and Samuel's.
Well, what did you do? Did you say, oh, there's
desk.
Another rock coming? Like, it's in the mail. I just, like, it's.
I didn't even
what
do
did
that.
You do?
That's
what did you do?
So
what could you do? How did
I
you
said,
cover?
I'm so sorry, Bamuel. I didn't.
You did not
said,
tell
mom,
the
where's
truth.
My rock? And I said, no, because I do
sissy.
Think it's important. Because, you know, I had a mess. No, listen, sissy. I had a messed up mom moment. I messed up mom. And so what I did was I turned it into a lesson about honesty.
I don't think that was
and
the
so
right move.
I said, Bamuel, mommy, I had a mess. Mom messed up. I messed up, mom. And I had him say back to me, he said, you messed up, mom. And I said, yes, I messed up, mom. I forgot to get you a rock. I didn't get you a rock, Bamuel. But I did get one for Samuel. And now Samuel has it on his desk. And they share a room.
Is it causing tension between the two, between the boys?
I'm sure. I'm sure.
You just haven't seen it.
I've heard
okay,
it through,
through
the wall.
You don't go and check?
Here's another mom thing I do.
Down, Gargi. Down, Gargi. Gargi, no. Gargi would know.
Oh, She's climbing the kids again.
We don't climb in this house. No, ma'am. We don't climb in this house. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
They're such great kids. They're such great kids.
I love them to death, but they will be the death of me.
Hey,
they're
going
to love me to death, I swear.
Well, how lucky. What a
way
to go. What a way to die, being so loved by your kids.
They're
going to
kill me. There's no doubt in my mind that's how I go.
Well, I mean, Bamantha, sorry, look at me. I messed up, mom. No, Barbarella does. She still has the wrench.
Oh.
It's so funny because it's like the wrench isn't necessarily a weapon, but the way she wields
it. It can be a tool for creation or destruction. It's.
It is like she has an air of violence when
hey,
she
Barbie,
kind of, has
Barbie,
it.
Hey, Barbie. Barbarella. No, ma'am. We don't play with that. No. We don't play with that. That's left over from the. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. We don't.
What she got there?
Oh, it's like some kind of drill. It's a compressed air drill. I don't know. The renovators left it behind.
Is Carl? Oh, I thought it was Carl's because Carl loves like fixing.
Well,
stuff
I know, but
house.
That's, you know, when we were still doing W-E-L-L before the S-C-H-E-M-E, had tried to put an extension on the kitchen. And then, you know, when everything came crumbling down.
That's why it looks like this, because it's fully unfinished. And so it's like
the contractors, they just left all these tools everywhere. And I don't,
they didn't even, are they their tools or are
they
your
tools? I'm not sure, but I certainly didn't buy them. Carl says he didn't buy them. And so I'm thinking, well, if they're their tools, I don't want to touch them. I don't want to like throw them out or move them or get, and so, but then it's a constant thing.
Right, because they'll come back for them,
exactly.
Maybe.
But now Barbarella, she's like, you know, picking up all sorts of things. And I don't know, maybe it's enriching for them, but also I wonder, you know, it's really safe to have
No, it is enrichment. It is enrichment. And I feel like it's like, maybe that's as my long messed as up, like, you're here to supervise. Hey, it's okay. We all mess up, Mom. We all mess up, Mom.
What I was thinking about the other day when we were kids.
Uh-huh. God. Back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth.
back before I was unhappy. But there was a, the way that Mom used to handle when she would make a mistake. Do you remember?
Oh my God. Can I be honest? I haven't thought about that in forever. And now it's all coming back to me. It's all.
There's so many things about our childhood that I had forgotten until these little.
Having these little.
You know,
freaks.
These little freaky deekies showed up.
The little freaky deekies. Hey, Bamuel.
Bam.
That is not your drill.
Bam.
That is
Sweetie,
not your drill.
Auntie loves you, but put Bam Bam, put down.
That is not your drill. You got to put that.
Put
yes.
Put down, Bam Bam.
No. You know, hey, Sissy, I love you. He actually really doesn't like being called Bam
Bam. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
No, it's
since
okay.
When?
It's okay. No, he literally, since like last week. God. So it's very new. I don't blame you at all. It's like he, you know, I, breakfast one day, he was like, you know, just squirting syrup on the walls.
Little
just
devil.
Like, he's such a little menace. He's a little devil. And I said, Bam Bam, put the syrup down. And he squirted. Would you believe
believe
the syrup right in my face?
It.
And he said, no more
Bam
Bam.
Do you want to know something terrible? Girl, I knew that happened because you came in. There's sticky shit all over your face still.
Yeah. Still? That was
I know,
a week
when
ago.
You haven't shampooed, clearly, because.
I tried. I've shampooed like 6 times. It's still
this is
not
my,
out.
You know what? Sometimes I look in the mirror when I'm leaving the house and I go, oh, mom fit. This is my mom fit of the day, you know, and it's like I'm covered in glue burned clothes. My clothes have been burned.
It's hard having teenagers.
It's
hard having teenagers.
It's hard having teens.
It's exhausting.
It's exhausting. And I regret. I don't regret the kid.
Which
I don't
part?
Regret the kids. Okay. Bam. Your
hey,
sweeties.
It's okay if you do sometimes.
No, I swear to God, Garganthimum, Barbarella, and of course, my teen. Goo Goo doll. I love them each equally and independently, and being their mom is the proudest thing I've ever the proudest thing I've ever done. But when that man approached me and he said, do you want to be an investor? That is the biggest regret of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his suit. I mean, it was barely holding together. Moth-eaten.
Yeah.
He reeked.
No, I know. I mean, like, honestly, Sissy, I love you, but it's like, that wasn't a bad moment. That was just kind of like a.
Did you see that
moment.
I was falling for it?
100%.
Why did you try and stop me?
I'm like, you know what? Because.
You could tell he was going
like,
to rob me blind.
I did. I, like, as soon as you told me about it, and I'm like, oh, like, can you show me, like, what's their website?
Right.
Like, what is the business? And you said, oh, well, the website is kind of like under construction
right
now.
They just have an Instagram.
They just have an Instagram. The Instagram is one photo and 10,000 followers.
I thought
like,
10,000,
oh,
10K.
Were...
Like, that's pretty good numbers.
But they bought These are... them. They
but he
bought
told
them.
Me, he told me that every one of those was a satisfied customer.
I saw this happening to you, and I thought, well, Rebecca, you could do one of two things. You could either save Sarah. You could
save
help
your
Sarah
sister
be
from,
saved from a silly
from
Sarah
financial
moment.
Destitution with her three
or,
children.
Or this could be a learning moment. This could be a self-sufficient Sarah moment.
I've never been that.
And that shirt, it may go from a silly Sarah to a self-sufficient Sarah.
I
Samuel. Samuel?
Sam.
Put,
no,
put
sir.
Put Barbarella down.
No, sir. That's your
put
cousin.
Barbarella
you don't lift
down.
Her above your head
that
like a professional wrestler.
You do not lift her above your head.
No.
Put Barbarella
Garg.
Down.
No. No, I know.
Garg.
He's threatening your sister, but we don't pull weapons. Well, how many times we don't pull weapons?
Where is Goo Goo Doll, by the way?
You don't even want to hear about it. She's been dating this...
Oh, my God.
This guy from her...
That, okay. Yeah,
no, don't. Before you get it, that they met in summer school, and apparently he goes by the name Hot Rod, is what they call him.
Hot Rod, he sounds dangerous.
He rides a motorbike, and you know how I
feel God. About
that. And it's like, can you blame her? Because when I was that age,
who among us? Who among us? Age, right?
I mean, yeah. You know, you remember when I was working at the restaurant and Carl would drive up with the motorcycle, and I mean, I couldn't resist. I mean, my God.
You couldn't resist. Well, you burned your inner thighs. You got too excited, and you just kind of like hopped on. And he said, "Oh no, don't. That's not where
their
the seat
skin
is."
Shouldn't have been doing
and you
that.
Should
not have been
your,
doing that.
Your bare
wearing a
yes.
bikini.
Yes, that was a silly
Sarah moment, like so many others. And I just...
Yeah, you ran out of the restaurant in a bikini, like kind of cartoon style, just like ripped off your clothes and had a bikini underneath.
And that was how we met. And it was a beautiful moment. And I love him so much. Yeah. He's deeply, deeply my husband, even if he's...
He is deeply your husband. He's still deeply your husband.
And abetting.
Wait, so what happened with Hot Rod?
Oh, he comes over to the house the other day to pick her up. They're going on a date.
You let
oh let
you
her
let Goo Goo Doll go on a DATA.
Let her?
DATA. Oh, listen to me, Data. Oh, you went on a Data.
Okay, that was a messed up mom. No, but seriously, I don't let that girl do anything. If I'm lucky, she lets me get a sound night's sleep. Okay, she lets me get a sound night's sleep. I swear to God.
She still can't sleep
no,
through the
she
night.
Screams.
Are you still sleep training?
She screams. She goes, why did you? She yells at me all night. Why did you put the money on that? I told you it was a scam. I was 14
oh,
and I could see it was
a
scam.
P-O-N-S-I.
Anyway, Hot Rod, he shows up the other day at the house. Okay, taking her out, you know, on the whatever.
Taking her? Well,
no, he's like, you know, he pulls up on the motorbike and he says, she's going to hop on. We're going to go to the...
Sorry, I'm so literal. You know
that's
me.
My literal sissy you know moment. Me. But no, and he shows up and I say, oh, good evening, Rod. You know, just trying to... I'm not going to call.
Oh, I bet he loved that.
Well,
I bet he
and you know what he says
that.
To me? He goes, hi, Sarah. Can you believe?
No.
Can
no, that cheeky
believe?
Monkey.
And you know what? And you know what the worst part is? This is going to boil your blood. This is going to boil your blood.
What? It's going to blow my blood right out.
Your blood's going to be all over the walls when you hear this, okay?
It's going to be all over your unfinished kitchen.
Seriously, it's going to be like that time in high school when you started trying to shave your legs without anything.
Hit an artery.
It was bad. It was really touch and go. Anyway, he says, hi, Sarah. Just here to pick up Goo Goo. I say, okay. Patient mom moment. Swallow it. She walks down the stairs. Yeah. First thing comes in my head, she's not wearing that. But of course, I'm going to let her do what she wants to do. She's in cosplay.
Well, because you hate when she looks too conservative.
Yes, she's cosplaying.
You're always like, show a little leg, Goo Goo. Goo Goo, you've got stems. Show them off.
I'm always saying that. I'm saying, Goo Goo, you've got stems. Show them off. She's cosplaying as Shiv Roy from Succession. Her and Hot Rod love that show. He's dressed like Logan.
No, but she's too
weird,
young to
right?
be wearing
shouldn't
like a power suit.
He be dressed
suit?
Like Tom. Whatever. They're walking out the door.
You know, he should be dressed like the guy from the first season that
the
she
aide,
had.
Yes.
With.
Oh my God, that was erotic. Yes. But no, she. Walks out the door. I say, have her home by 10. Mm-hmm. She goes, he will, Sarah.
Yes. No, that
it's catching.
Bitch.
It's contagious. It's that the pandemic all over bitch. Again, I swear to God.
It's COVID round two.
Barba. No, girl. Down. Tools down, work stoppage. We don't play with that.
Bamiel can take it. Bamiel can
oh,
take it.
Oh, I know he can. He is built like a brick shit house.
He's
but I know he can take it.
Did you know he's a starting quarterback this
quarterback.
Semester?
I would have thought they wanted him on the line. I mean, he's enormous.
No.
Wow, must be fast.
He is, but he's actually the smallest guy on
that
the team.
That is terrifying. I don't know what they put in the water.
It's very scary. It's kind of like the Monstars
yes.
from
Space
Jam.
I don't know what they
They're
put in the
big
water.
Guys. Big guys. There's my big guys. They're my big guys. So that's actually what I told him, you know, when I gave the rock to Samuel.
Mm.
And Samuel was so excited about it. Bamuel, he went, Bamuel mad.
Yes.
Bamuel mad at mommy. Yes. And I said, Bamuel, I know you're mad at mommy, but mommy messed up. Mommy forgot that she had two sons. Mommy only
you
got
really
a rock
forgot.
For one
that's
son.
Why I didn't know that. I thought the messed up mommy was you
I
just
really
kind of brain
forgot.
Fart, but you fully forgot you had two
no.
sons.
Wow. No. So, here's the thing. It's like I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful because my kids are amazing.
They
my
are. They're the light of your life. They're the light of your life.
And so it's like Bamuel being the starting quarterback on the varsity yeah. team, and Samuel being the lead
varsity,
in the
varsity,
music man.
Music man. Can varsity. We say? Can we say to be six? And to be on the varsity football team, to be six and be in the music
no.
man?
Oh my God. Has it been this long since I've seen you? They're 16.
No
I told you.
No fucking
we're saying, how crazy
way.
To have teenagers.
In my head, babies. In my head, I see them. I see babies.
Of course you see them.
That's
yeah.
Crazy.
No, so for Samuel, so he said, Mommy, Bamuel mad. And Samuel, because, you know, Samuel's my star. Samuel's my little movie star. Mm. And so Samuel, it's like,
He needs
literally,
the rock.
The reason why I forgot about Bamuel is because
needs
Samuel has been singing mm-hmm. to me every yes. day. It's his, like his new thing yes. of like expressing love. It's like his love language is song.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's Ugh. Like, oh my God, you won't believe this. The other morning I came into the kitchen.
My kids, their love language,
he was
violence
making
feels
me
like.
Breakfast. He was making me breakfast.
No way.
And I walk in and I said, Samuel, what are you doing? And he goes, oh, what
beautiful
a beautiful mommy.
No way, he did not.
Oh, what beautiful. A beautiful day. Can you believe
wow,
it?
Really?
Can
and
you
he missed
believe
the opportunity
it?
To say, oh, what a beautiful mommy. Oh, what a beautiful dad. And he didn't say dad, quite pointed. Makes
no.
you think.
No.
Makes you think.
No. I got a beautiful feeling. You are the best mom in the land. Can you believe he's saying that?
My heart breaks because
my heart
you won't
breaks.
Believe what happened to me the other day. You will
what
not
happened?
Believe what happened to me the other day. Goo-goo.
What?
She walks down the stairs. I'm making her breakfast, of course. I mean, this girl, if I, one time I made the mistake of asking her to defrost.
Send her over to our house. She'll be making you breakfast in a week.
I really don't think you want that because let me tell you
I
one
do.
Time I tasked this girl with
I
defrosting some chicken.
She's my oldest
I said,
niece.
Please defrost the chicken. You know what she did?
Yeah.
She burned down half the block.
Burned down half the block.
I don't know how she did
goo-goo.
It. I don't know how she did it.
Goo goo
I genuinely,
doll.
Genuinely.
Goo goo doll.
Anyway, I'm in the kitchen making her breakfast. Eggs Benedict, like she likes. Hollandaise on the stove.
Okay,
simmering.
Fancy.
Well, she's a picky
okay,
girl.
Fancy.
She's a picky girl. She walks down the stairs. Big sigh. Ugh. I'm like, what is it now? It's 9 a.m. You know, what could you possibly...
I can hear her. I she can goes, hear goo goo. Yeah.
Ugh. I go, yes, goo goo? She looks me dead in the eye, and she goes, I used to have a mom known as Sarah.
What?
With whom I'd sit around and share a thought or two.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
And then she basically, She proceeded to sing.
You can
she
cry.
Proceeded to
you
sing the entirety of the song Cabaret from the musical Cabaret.
Mm.
But she changed it. So the chorus was, life is a mom, threw our money away. Life is a mom, threw our money away because of the Ponzi scheme.
Life is our mom, throw money away. And here's the thing. It's like I can appreciate her grief. I can appreciate her resentment
because
and her
I did
anger.
Do
but
that.
Like, she's not a lyricist.
Oh, it's she butchered it.
She's not
and it,
a lyricist.
It boggled the mind.
Life is a mom threw our money away. That's nothing. And I'd say that to her face. Meanwhile, Samuel's up here. Oh, what a beautiful mommy. Morning, mommy.
No, and she has so much time to come up with it too. Because it was 9 a.m. She had been, her pacing around. Up there for hours and hours. I know she had time. That was not off the
life
dome. She was workshopping
that. Mom threw our money away.
Yes. And then
she needs to spend a week at our house. She needs to. I feel like she and Samuel and Bamuel haven't spent time together in so long. Samuel could teach her a thing or two about music. He could teach her a thing or two about
He's
cooking
talented.
Breakfast for
he
mom.
Is you
Bamuel
have a talented
is,
kid on your hands.
Bamuel is a monster.
He is a beast.
And I'd say
He's
that to his face. Bamuel, you're a beast. You're a beast of a
and
boy.
And I love you.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes. Well.
You know.
Look, this is what I always say. You remember mom used to say this, and I didn't understand at the time. It's so true. You said you always love your kids. You don't always like them.
Oh,
she said you always love your kids. You do not always have to like them.
That is so true. That is so true. And here's the thing. I love Samuel more than anything.
Yes.
So I got him a rock. And you know what? I forgot to mention the rock's engraved. My God, you what? Must think I'm so ridiculous. You must have thought that I just like went to the park and picked up
I
a
did.
Rock.
That
and
was is like, exactly oh, same, I would like what this. I thought.
No, I went to a no store. Way. And this is, you know what? This may be why Bamiel's so upset. Because the rock says number one
Stop
son.
It. You did not.
And I love
that is not a
so
messed
much.
Up mommy moment. That is a fucked up mommy moment, sis.
I love my son
That's
Samuel
really
so
mean.
Much. I saw the
Kid
rock
swap.
Immediately.
I just had an idea.
Immediately forgot about
Kid
Bamiel.
Swap.
So I show up with a rock that says number one son. And Samuel loves me so much that he's probably displaying it on his desk. And meanwhile, Bamiel is like, Bamiel mad. And I said, well, Bamiel, if you keep referring to yourself in the third person, you're still not going to get a
that
rock.
That is not how you parent. I'm sorry. I don't want to judge. That
what?
Is not how you should be parenting, girl.
I
but
said
who
it
am
was
I
a
to
messed
talk?
Up
who
mommy
am I to
moment.
Talk? Who
no,
am
but
I to
I
talk?
Said it was
I mean,
a messed up mommy
look
moment.
At me. Life is a mom threw our money away. Look, I mean, what did I do? What did I raise?
Hey,
no, that reminds
hey,
me. You know
listen,
what she got
I
me last
go-
Christmas? She got me a trophy.
Gugu?
Gugu got me a trophy engraved. Number two mom. She meant like shit. She
oh,
meant like shit.
That is
she
like-
meant like shit number two.
Oh, she didn't
no,
mean like second best.
She did not
best.
Mean
she
second
like,
best.
You're a
she meant literally,
mom.
She told, looked me dead in the eye. And
she
I was
meant,
like,
shit,
I, was,
you're
I
a
said
shit
number
mom.
Two mom. Who could be number one? She said, not number two like that. And then she made a fart noise with her hand.
I'm sorry to laugh. Okay, that's kind of creative.
Honestly,
that's kind of creative.
I see two futures for my girl. Mm-hmm. One, she's on the street.
Certainly not a
she's
songwriter.
She's on the fucking street.
Jesus.
I'm
Sarah.
Serious. I worry when she spends all her time with Hot Rod having pre MART.
Is he hot?
Yes. I mean, okay. You know.
Well, the name like that.
Yes.
You
I mean,
know.
His name is literally Hot Rod. I see either on the street, roast comic. Because the way she hurts my fucking feelings.
I mean, she's not gonna win a Tony for her songwriting. No. Life is a mom.
She's certainly not
going to
be a musical
Absolutely
improviser.
Not.
That we can be certain
no,
of.
No, she will not. No, 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 no,
and
no,
she's
no,
never
no.
claimed
she
to be, okay? She never has.
No. Okay. Listen, I have to go drop Samuel okay. off for Music Man okay. rehearsal. And I have to go feed Bamiel.
Yes.
Because, like,
steak
Bamiel
night,
is a beast.
It?
It's steak night, and he won't take
it. What is
it
3 pounds now?
Last
we up to 3 pounds of
raw? We're up to 3.5,
three and a half
if
of
you
raw.
Can believe it.
Oof.
Yes!
Wow.
And so what happens is, like, because Bamiel is such a big,
big, beautiful
big
beast,
boy,
yeah.
I will literally have to, like, go up on the landing
yes,
of our stairs,
down.
And he will be at the bottom, and I will drop
well,
it
because if
into
he gets your hand,
maw.
He gets your hand. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It makes no difference
I've
to
had
him.
That happen too many times. I've had that happen too
makes
many
no
times.
Difference to him.
You know, actually, this is actually dinner 2 nights ago. I was like, I was ringing our giant cowbell.
Yes.
I said, Bamiel, it's feeding
By
time.
By the way, I've seen a
this is
lot of posts on the next door about that. You should really consider getting a smaller bell.
But Bamiel only responds if it's a big bell.
Yeah,
he even said, he goes, small bell for Samuel, big bell for Bamiel.
Can I ask you a question
and
about
yeah.
Bamiel?
He, of
Do
course.
Do you think it's a coincidence that around the time that you had the twins, you know, when we were pregnant uh-huh. at the same time, you with the twins, me with
yes,
Gugu.
Crazy.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Your sweet hubby was experimenting with a time machine.
Mm-hmm.
And he was specifically interested in a period he always would call caveman times. And I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
I saw the, remember how we were all surprised by the ultrasounds that was like, oh, she, like, neither of us was expecting twins. And then all of a sudden,
right.
we showed up and it was like, oh, you've got these two twins. They look nothing alike. One of them looks like he's
One of
maybe
them is,
a few years older already, you know. Talks like a caveman already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we think maybe there's anything going on there? Any similarities? Any connection there or no?
Honestly, I had
You've
never thought
about of
that?
That? Really? Wow, that surprises me.
I've never thought smart. About that. Well, it just, it's like my sons are my sons. And
no,
so
of
whether
course.
Who, one of them was transported through a time machine and into my womb and came out like a big Bamiel boy.
I don't think he ever came out, but that's okay.
What do you mean he never came out? He's
well,
out of my body.
Yeah, no, and I don't want to get into this, but...
You don't think I birthed
Well,
Bamiel?
I filmed it. I was...
You don't think Samuel and Bamiel are identical twins?
I mean, sissy, I love you to death, but I was in their camcorder inches from your hoo-ha VHS rolling.
And Bamiel tore
no,
me apart.
No, he did not.
Samuel
girl,
slipped
no,
right out.
Samuel slipped right out, and then your hubby... pulled out a big garbage bag. Bamuel was in there. He made a big show of it, going, whoa, there's another one, a big baby. And then he was probably a three-year-old caveman child.
Oh, I get it. After all this time, you're one of those.
No.
You think that if that child did not come out of me, then I am not his mother.
That's not what I'm saying. You are his mother. You are.
Wow.
You know.
You think that because Bamuel came out of a plastic bag at 3 years old from old caveman times, that he is not
his mother. You are his mother.
Sissy, this is a shitty sissy moment. I'll tell you
what. You are not listening to me.
I love you.
Oh my God.
I have to go drive my gorgeous, perfect son to his musical rehearsal.
Sissy.
And I will feed. It's feeding time for Bamuel. If I don't leave right now, Bamuel's going to take your hand.
And let him.
I will not
let him try.
Him.
Let him try. Barbarella will chop his
Bamuel!
Neck off. No,
Bamuel!
Sissy.
Bamuel, come here.
Barbie.
Bamuel,
Barbie,
come
protect.
Here.
Barbie, protect. Sissy, seriously.
They're just like Godzilla and King Kong.
I didn't ask you over here just to argue. I did not ask you over here just to argue. Before you go, I have this is like a seriously good opportunity that I think you're going to want to be a part of, okay? I met a guy, okay? And they're looking, no, seriously,
no way.
Sis, they're looking for investors. Okay, and he says,
Not again.
You know me. I'm cleaned out from the scheme. But, you know, maybe if you would just loan me some cash, I put it in, and then I can pay you back, and I'm out of debt. Don't you want a good life for me and my kids?
I want a good life for you, and that's why I'm saying no, and I am not investing in you or this scheme. I love you. Bamuel, release. Bamuel, release.
Barbarella, don't, no. No, ma'am. Barbarella, no. We don't, no. No, Talon's out. Got our talons in him.
I'll see you at Christmas.
If I don't see you sooner, which, Lord knows, where will we find the time?
Let's do our last after that 20-minute loss
where we didn't change locations.
Took me all week long. Life is a mom threw our money away.
I'm sorry. That was that was a messy improviser moment.
Life is a mom throwing money away.
I had so much time to think of that, and I was like, I was drowning.
No, but that wasn't you. That was Goo Goo.
That wasn't me. That was Goo Goo.
Alf, what's shaking you?
Fuck. This is abrupt, man.
I can go first.
Talk about whatever freak you're into this week.
I have two things, and one of them is not about Taron Egerton.
You.
Even though, God. But one of them's not about Taron. Oh, neither of them are about Taron Egerton. I mean, I could, but no. Two things. One, Daniel and I are doing a movie in January, and it's fun as shit. And yeah, we have an Indiegogo up. And the writer-director,
come on now.
His name is Dante,
come on now.
And he is running this Indiegogo. And the link is literally in my bio, I think. And if not, I will put it there. It is. It's such a fun film. It's called Homewrecker. It's a blast. It's like, it's just such a fun story. And Daniel and I we're playing boyfriend, girlfriend in it. And it's kind of like, we've got hijinks.
Ew.
We've got a heist situation. It's a really good time. And if you want to join and be a part of the process, go check out Indiegogo. If you look up Homewrecker feature film Indiegogo, and the writer-director's first name is Dante, and it's really fun. I will put the links up, but would love if you guys would get on board if you can. We are very excited about it, and it's going to be a blast. So I will link that. So that is what's shaking me. And the other thing that's shaking me...
Do you remember the movie Tower Heist?
I've heard
Never
of it.
Mind.
So the other thing that's shaking me is when Daniel and I went to New York a couple weeks ago to premiere Chauncey, which we're very excited about. That's out now. If you look up Chauncey's short film, we've been working on that for a while, and it's finally out, and we're so excited about it. And it premiered, and that's definitely in my bio on Instagram, and it's online. It's on Film Shortage right now. You can watch it online. We're very proud of it. But while we were in New York, we went to go see Sleep No More because it is closing forever in February. And that show is just so, if you guys don't know what it is or haven't heard of it, it was my third time going. And it's like, it's an immersive theater production. It's like a mix of Macbeth and Rebecca by Alfred Hitchcock. And it's just, it's hard to describe. It's just like, it's in this like 6-floor warehouse. It's, if you don't know what it is, look it up. Daniel and I went, and I was so, it was so magical and so awesome and such a beautiful production. And I've never been more bummed in my life walking out of that theater knowing that that was the last time I'm ever going to see it.
Why are they closing it?
I don't know, but it was running for like 12 or 13 years. It's been running forever. It's finally closed. I know. So that's what shook me. It's just such, it's so incredible. And I'm so grateful that we got to go do it one more time. And I'm really going to miss it because it's such a special production. And it's just so cool. And was such a huge inspiration for Into the Mist.
Well,
and
such a huge inspiration for so many. I mean, genuinely.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's really, that's a real shame. I hope it gets revived or like maybe other people.
There is a Sleep No More. It's in Shanghai. They have it in Shanghai, which is very cool.
But, let's go. Yeah, so road trip.
Homewrecker Indiegogo, baby. It's a really fun Indiegogo video, too. If you want to know more about our project, it's a blast to watch the video.
And while you're at it, don't forget to vote on the review best of the year while you're hanging out in Riley's bio like a freak. And what shook me?
Deja vu.
Sorry?
I just had a deja vu.
To me being like, they're hanging out in your bio like a freak. I mean, maybe it's because I just said it before. I don't know what shook me, man. I think I plugged this a few weeks ago. I listened to a book that was really good called, an audiobook of a book called Babel by R.F. Kuang. I was really into that. So I just finished listening to two of her other books. The Poppy War series. The first book is called The Poppy War. The second book is called The Dragon Republic. They're really, really good.
Imagine Dragons meets One Republic.
Okay, my favorite band. but yeah, they're really, really well written. And the fact that she's 27 doesn't hurt my feelings at all. And that she wrote these books when she was younger than I am now doesn't hurt my feelings at all. But yeah, they're really good books. And if you're into just kind of like fantasy, but with highly applicable kind of contemporary political post-colonial themes, it's a really good time. You should read it or listen to it. The audiobooks are really good. And then did you already plug your stuff or do I plug my stuff first?
You can find Alfred on Instagram at Alfred. Review. You can find us on the HeadGum Discord. Review. Jeff and I have a Patreon, patreon.com/Riley and Jeff.
And you can find Riley on Instagram.com. Just the web browser, not the phone app.
My God.
Riley Antswall. And on Twitter.com, now known as XXXXX.com, for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And probably find her on Threads too. Basic ass.
We've been saying this not only all week, every week, but all year.
Nearly a full year of doing the show with you.
Nearly a full year we've been saying this. So we're going to say it again to close out the episode. Life is our mom throwing money away. See you next
fucking
week.
Christ.
Bye.
God, I love everything about this.
That was a HeadGum Original.